It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you, and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast. A musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You have been listening to the song Come Morning. This was one of the many number one songs of the 1980s. During the decade of the 80s, there were some great and wonderful songs that the country chose as their favorites, and we're going to listen to some of them in this broadcast and the next as well. Here's one that I remember quite well. I'm telling you the place where I'm going. It's Out of This World.
While traveling through this world below, I see great cities everywhere I go. But I know that soon their beauty will fade away. A place waiting just for me, a city that'll stand for eternity. I'm telling you the place where I'm going, it's out of this world. It's out of this world. Like a bride in her wedding gown. He said that the walls are made of jasper, the gates are pearl. Where once again God walks with man and dries her tears with his own hand. I'm telling you the place where I'm going, it's out of this world. It's out of this world.
Two songs that were favorites back in the 80s. The first one is titled as a question, and in the song the question is asked and it is answered. Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did. The second reminds us we still need to grow in the Lord every day, and I'm glad he's still working on me.
Can he save me? Could he love me? Would he take me? Did he really? Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did. Oh, can he save me? Could he love me? Would he take me? Did he really? Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did. From the moment I heard about the Lord and His Word, well, it seemed a bit too good to be true.
There were questions and doubts, I tried to figure it out, but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found, until my questions started answering themselves, singing,
can he, could he, would he?
wonder, yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
Can he?
Can he save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he?
Would he take me?
Did he?
Did he really? Can he, could he, would he? Yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
Now you can say you don't know, it's necessarily so, like somebody said it once in a song.
You can think what you choose, but let me tell you the news, the Lord has loved you all along.
So if you're asking again, well, the doubts never end, send me, trust him, and you see for yourself, singing, can he, could he, would he, yes, he can, he could, he would, he did.
Can he
save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he?
Would he take me?
Did he
really? Can he, could he, would he, yes, he can, he could, he would, and he did.
Let me tell you what my Savior did.
Can he, could he, would he, yes, he can, he could, he would, he did. Can he, could he, would he, yes, he can, he could, he would, he did. Can he, could he, would he, yes, he can, he could, he would, he did.
When I pray, remember he's the potter, I'm the clay.
He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
Everybody sing.
He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
Once again.
He's still working on me.
I got up this morning and I read my Bible today. Did you? I enjoy God's Word. I just enjoy when He speaks to me from it. You know, I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul. Then as God speaks and blesses my soul, I'm going to get carried away. When I get carried away, Here are those two number one songs back to back.
I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
Sometimes I get so tangled up in those blessed pages, how I'm gonna rest forever in the rock of ages, how I'm gonna live and sing and shout a million years and hear him say, you've made it home, here's a crown of life to call your own. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
I think I'll read it again and see how high I can fly. I think I'll read it again and how my feet are gonna rise. I think I'll read it again, the mighty book of Revelation. It's the only one that I know for certain, only one that predicts my future. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
We read of how old Satan's days already have been numbered, how one day in a darkened pit a thousand years he'll tumble, but in another place there'll be a mighty celebration. It's in the New Jerusalem, we'll be rejoicing with the Lamb. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
I think I'll read it again and see how high I can fly. I think I'll read it again and how my feet are gonna rise. I think I'll read again the mighty book of Revelation. It's the only one that I know for certain, only one that predicts my future. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
Now that's not all, there's even more there in those blessed pages. How Satan and his wicked crowd will burn throughout the ages. There's more good news I'm telling you, oh how I love to tell it. We'll all go sailing in the home and live forever with the Lord. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
I think I'll read it again and see how high I can fly. I think I'll read it again and how my feet are gonna rise. I think I'll read it again, the mighty book of Revelation. It's the only one that I know for certain, only one that predicts my future. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul. I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again. I think I'll read it again and let it bless my soul.
Can shout about the love that floods my soul. I must confess, I can't express the feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow.
I'm gonna let the glory roam and the roll is called in glory. I'm gonna get beside of myself when I get beside the King that day.
And shout so loud it may sound like thunder. My tearful eyes may fill the skies until it looks like rain. When I leave this world past the gates of pearl and stand before my Savior, I'll let my soul let the glory roar, and from the roar he calls my name.
Time of
Here was a number one song back in the 80s by the McCameys, and it might not come to your memory like some of their other songs have, but it does ask a question as well. Who put the tears in the eyes of the lamb? Time for our story behind the song. Squire Parsons is the writer of this gospel song of heaven. He recalls the days when his dad led the singing in their church. They would sing the song, "Is Not This the Land of Beulah?" Squire said it looked like his dad just checked into another world. One day while Squire was traveling the West Virginia mountain roads, he was singing, "Is Not This the Land of Beulah?" But on the descending part of the road, he noticed he was singing another chorus, a new tune. Arriving at work, he wrote the words to the chorus down and wrote the verses much later. This song was not only number one song back in 1981, but was also the song of the year. "I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. Beulah Land, I am longing for you."
Homesick for a some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.